If you've just joined us, this is Laguna's only FM station, KX93.5, and you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation and coaching studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about classes, seminars, workshops, speakers, and all kinds of great things going on at Om this fall. And or you could call 949-415-6718 and ask questions over the phone if you don't want to go on the internet and do the research. So this morning, I am actually have been listening to the Deepak Chopra 21-day meditation. I've done it another time and I really love it. I love their approach. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that today, share one of the practices that they're doing in this particular 21-day series called Expanding Your Happiness. And primarily, it was devised by Deepak Chopra, who, if you don't know who he is, he's an Indian American author. He's a public speaker. He's a physician. He specializes in alternative medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine. He was born and trained in India, and then he moved to the U.S. and I think in about 1970 or somewhere in the early 70s, and practiced endocrinology, and he became the chief of staff at the New England Memorial Hospital in Massachusetts. And he left because he was not satisfied prescribing medications, and he felt like all he was doing was becoming sort of a glorified drug pusher, and it wasn't at all how he intended and hoped to help people heal, and definitely not through the background of Ayurvedic medicine, which is a more naturopathic approach. And then in the 80s, he met the Maharishi Mahesh and started doing transcendental meditation and became absorbed in that organization. And then he left there and he opened his own. So, and eventually moved to the West Coast and he opened the Chopra Center for Wellbeing in La Jolla. And now he's at La Costa is where the Chopra Center is. So if you ever want to check it out, they have all kinds of wonderful Ayurvedic healing traditions, the traditional Hindu medicine, as well as meditation and guidance and training programs. So that is Deepak, and you probably all know who Oprah is, but Oprah introduces each of the segments for the 21-day series, and then Deepak does the guiding. Now, as I was saying before, Deepak comes from an Ayurvedic tradition, or what's in shorthand called the Vedic traditions of meditation. And they're very, very similar to transcendental meditation in that they use mantras, repeated phrases for helping us heal. So one of the subjects in the new 21-day series, Expanding Your Happiness, is on the idea of happiness itself. And it really got me to thinking, is happiness our birthright? You know, and what do we mean when we even say a word like birthright? Is it our right at birth? But does this mean it's something that we're striving for, that we're already born with? You know, is it our natural state, or is it something available to us? Is that what birthright means? And if that's the case and happiness is our birthright, wouldn't that also mean that sadness would be a natural state, a birthright as well, and all the other range of human emotions that we experience? Or is there one resting state and everything else flows out from there? So in the Vedic tradition, happiness is considered your natural state, this kind of state of contented bliss or joy. And the Sanskrit word for it is ananda. That's the word for joy or bliss or happiness in Sanskrit, and it's a word that we use as a mantra, as something that we're repeating. And sometimes it's nice to use Sanskrit words when we meditate as our mantra, something we're repeating over and over, like Ananda, Ananda, just because it sounds so pretty and melodic. And in some cases, our English language doesn't sound so beautiful. So I also personally really like to use the language that's our native tongue when we do our own mantras, because it also appeals to our intellect and how we understand words, what we understand them to mean. So perhaps saying to ourselves happiness or bliss or joy is just as impactful and melodic to the heart as the word Ananda. When I start, you know, delving into this idea of happiness, it really fills me with the questions of all the things that I've learned during this part of my life where I've been practicing meditation. And I realize that because of meditation, I've become a relentless questioner of everything, kind of a curiosity junkie. And it's funny because in the past, I wouldn't have called myself this, but I'm sure other people would have called me a bit of a know-it-all, maybe more than a bit. I think I prided myself in knowing. I was raised to know things, to figure them out, how things were, how they were going to be. And I really used my intelligence, you know, to problem solve and never say I couldn't do something, whether I knew how to do it or not. And sometimes that was a great way to get through life, and other times that really was a huge obstacle for me, was my own lack of curiosity, you know, that maybe came out of some fear that I would be judged if I didn't know or I didn't have the answers. And like I was saying, meditation is this endlessly curious state. Now, when you look at a Vedic tradition or some of the other wisdom traditions, ancient wisdom traditions, be they Buddhism or Hinduism, they're really talking about your natural state. So if you're open and curious, there's something to discover there that is the essential nature of who you are. And we talked about that in terms of the word dharma on one of our previous shows, that this kind of natural essential state and quality of being. And here in this Vedic tradition, Deepak is saying happiness is that place. So he puts it beautifully in a lot of ways. One of them is that he says, happiness or bliss awaits inside. It's waiting for us to nurture it and to be nurtured by it. What we put in, we get out. So if we're putting our time into focusing on misery, the chances are we'll get misery as an outcome. So we're focusing on happiness in this meditation. Deepak goes on to talk about how we can first value our own happiness and then let the flow of this happiness or bliss flow out from us, and it becomes our purpose in life. And very often the way we're raised in our Western culture is to strive to make other people happy, and we tend to forget ourselves. So if someone needs help, we'll run and help somebody when they're sick or they're tired or they're in need. But when we're sick and tired and in need, do we ask for help? Are we willing to pursue our own happiness? Or in our culture, do we perceive that as too selfish, too self-centered? So in this Vedic tradition, the idea is I'm going to dwell on happiness, my birthright, my natural space, and trust on some level that that happiness will naturally flow out to others, and then the way I serve will be authentic and true. So one of the mantras that he uses is Ananda Hum, Ananda Hum. And very often in Sanskrit, it's two words or more, or a phrase, but sometimes it's nice when it's two words that you can say the first word to yourself silently, of course, when you're meditating, on your inhale, Ananda, on the inhale. And then as you exhale, you would say Hum. Inhale, Ananda. Exhale, Hum. And what it means is, in English, the best translation you can come up with for the Sanskrit language is, happiness is my true nature. So if you wanted to say that to yourself in English, happiness is my true nature, as opposed to Ananda Hum. Or you could switch them up during your meditation. So that's what we're going to do today. We are going to do our practice with mantra. We're going to do a Vedic practice with a mantra. And you can either say, happiness is my true nature, or I am happy, perhaps you'd like to say, or you can say Anandaham. And I'll remind you when it's time to do that. Right now, we're going to get ready to be guided into our practice together. And I'll help you get in there with the breathing and the techniques that'll help you gain more mastery over your wandering mind. And then you'll have periods of time, 4 or 5 minute periods, where you're really going to get to cruise on your own and work with your mantra and your breath. And then I'll pop in and remind you where you are every now and then until we're finished. And then I'll let you know. So don't worry, I'll mind the time for you. Go ahead and make yourselves comfortable. Seated position is generally better than a lying down position, although if your body's in pain, by all means lie down. I'm just trying to do this as an awakened state. Our meditation is generally an alert, awake, curious place. And sometimes lying down, we just feel like snoring. You're going to let your hands rest in your lap, palms down on your thighs, or one palm resting open in the other. And start out by taking 3 deep breaths. Inhale through your nose. And blow out as slowly as you can through your mouth. Really blowing with control. Good. And we're going to do that again. Inhale deeply. And exhale nice and slow. You can feel how the nervous system starts to slow down. There's sort of a release, a letting go experience of tensions as we breathe slowly. And this should always be your first step into the door of meditation for yourself. And now you can shift your awareness to the breath going in and out of your nose. And just mark it with your mind, like you're labeling each breath silently, saying to yourself, inhale, exhale, as the breath flows in and out. And as you do that, you're training the mind to focus on what you choose. Good. Now you can let go of labeling for a moment and move the breath down into your feet. Really noticing all the texture and sensation and temperature in your feet. And then move into your ankles and into your shins and calves. And then up into your knees, just scanning the lower legs for all the sensations, vibrations, temperature and weight that are already there, nothing for you to do, nothing for you to think about, worry about. Then up into your knees, your thighs, the long bones and the heavy muscles. Feel the weight of your hips, whatever you're seated on, the impression that they're making on the cushion. Feel your tailbone and your low back, the low belly and the floor of the pelvis, the whole lower body. And see if you can allow yourself to soften the muscles from the inside out. We didn't even realize how we grip in there. And then focus on your ribs, the sides of your body, and your middle back. Good. Notice the diaphragm. Move into your chest and under your arms. Your collarbones spread and your shoulders drop to your elbows and your elbows to your wrists. You feel your hands, the weight, the heat coming out of your palms. Soften your jaw and roll your eyes down and let the mask of your face drop. You can feel the hair and the scalp and the ears and the back of the neck lengthening towards the top of the head. And now that you're fully present in your body's experience in your breath, you can repeat the phrase, Ananda Hum. Ananda Hum. Or if you prefer English, you can say, happiness is my true nature, or I am happy. Just choose whatever you like, either one, and repeat them a few times, and then let go of doing anything but observing your body, your breath, the sounds. Just be. And when you've noticed that you've drifted off, you simply bring yourself back by saying, Ananda Hum. I am happy. And I'll check back in with you in just a little bit. You just keep going. Notice if you've wandered off somewhere in your mind, planning, worrying, excited about something, whatever it is, you just take a nice deep breath. Come back, remember where you were. Happiness. Ananda hum. Find that place in you where you can tap into it, where it already flows as your natural state. Ananda hum. Notice how soft your breath is, almost imperceptible. It's this subtlety, this underlying energy that's always there without force or control. That's the same as that happiness, that quality of your nature, your birthright. And as we sit and meditate and repeat the mantra, happiness is my true nature, or in Sanskrit, anandaham, we can tap into that place where it flows naturally, just like the breath. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling and your state of mind. And let your practice be perfect. Let it have taught you whatever you needed to know from an intuitive wisdom, not your intelligence. Let yourself be curious about your experience with it. Let it be new, just like each breath, fresh. And let go of what you think you know. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. Our number is 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about what's happening in the studio. A lot of great classes and speakers and series and workshops going on, as well as private. So give us a call. This is Lori. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm wishing you peace along your way today.